We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on the line right now, AJ Baines. He's president of the Amherst Chamber of Commerce. We're taking a look at vaccination mandates, or maybe even vaccination requests. What are employers doing in the workplace? AJ, thanks for being with us this morning.
And thanks for having me on, Brian.
What are you typically seeing amongst maybe members of the chamber or just kind of in general when it comes to employers inquiring or maybe even mandating vaccination status?
Well, Brian and Susan, we're seeing a little bit of everything right now with our membership. The Amherst Chamber of Commerce is unique. We have over 1,000 members, both large and small businesses. So when I say large, we're looking at companies like National Fuel, M&T Bank, Key Bank, and then small down to a single employer or companies primarily made up of under 20 people. So you have a varying degree of what's being requested. A lot of these larger employers have not brought back their employees full time yet into the workplace, and most of them had plans to do that after Labor Day or at least in a hybrid model. Some of them have now moved on and said, we're going to wait and see what's going on with the Delta variant. We see cases are continuing to rise. However, the promising news, as reported in the Buffalo News, was the hospitalizations aren't going up at the same rate that we saw back in the spring or even last year. The smaller businesses, though, that's where the challenges are. Where you have businesses under 20 people, if you take four or five people out of the workplace, that can be very detrimental to their businesses. So communication is really what's being impressed upon employees from the employers. We saw 2 days ago the University at Buffalo, now with the FDA giving full approval of the Pfizer vaccine. The university is requiring students to be vaccinated. I think we're going to start to see a little bit more of that from businesses because there is now full approval.
It's interesting that you bring up the UB thing, because while UB is requiring it of students, they're not requiring it of staff. And I'm thinking, too, is this because of unions? How does the union equation fit in here?
You have contract negotiations that go back and forth between the university and the teachers union, and I'm sure that plays a large factor here. But you're also seeing from the state level, the state is mandating state-run hospital facilities, frontline workers are being vaccinated. So there is going to be a little bit of a balancing act that takes place here, and I'm sure that the university is dealing with the teachers union on this.
I would have to imagine this is very different by industry, too, right? Because, some industries and maybe office settings that have retained much of their workforce over the last year and a half, maybe they have a different way of thinking of this than, all these other industries, retail, restaurants, places where we've seen nothing but help wanted signs for the last 6 months. You're not exactly maybe looking for help, and then going to say, oh, and we're only looking for vaccinated help.
Oh, no doubt. There is obviously, you're seeing it. It's been well reported. I think there's nearly 10 million jobs available right now in the United States. Some of that had to do with the increase in federal stimulus money on the unemployment side of things that was driving wages up, where people were making more to sit home than on unemployment than they were maybe to go in and get a $16 an hour employment. The other thing which you're seeing with large companies, too, is they may be requiring vaccinations of their executives, but they're not requiring it of their hourly workers. So it'll be interesting to see how this all starts to shake out, especially with the variants out there right now. And if the cases continue to increase, the goal of business is to stay open. So nobody wants to go back to the shutdown. Nobody wants to go back to what took place last year. Nobody wants to go back to more rules and regulations. The business community has had their challenges over the last 18 to 20 months now. And if they have to go back to that, the frustration, it's very stressful to continue to deal with the mandates and the regulations that are being put impressed upon businesses and not seeing the results of, you know, if the customers aren't coming in or people don't want to reengage in the economy. So I think one thing that everybody has to acknowledge is that employers are going to do whatever it takes to ensure that they're not the cause of any sort of spread or contamination or anything along those lines. They want to make sure that they can stay open and that they can operate.
I saw yesterday nationally that Delta Airlines is requiring their employees to be vaccinated, or starting November 1st, unvaccinated Delta employees who get their health insurance from the company will face a $200 monthly surcharge. Have you heard of anything like that locally or even being discussed?
We haven't seen that locally. What we have seen is some companies are encouraging the vaccination, and they're doing that with, you know, small dollar amounts, whether it's $200 or $500, to encourage their employees to go be vaccinated. But I haven't seen anybody penalizing employees for not being vaccinated. I know in the hospitals, you know, historically it was the flu shot. So for frontline workers, you had to have a flu shot. Now the ones who didn't were required to wear their mask all the times while they were in the facility. That you may start to see that a little bit more with the questions that are being asked from employers. If you're not vaccinated, we're going to require you to wear your mask if you're coming into the office.
In many cases, this is almost as much a political decision as it is a business decision. How many people have come to you or, you know, talked with you about this idea that, hey, we want to do something or we don't want to do anything just based on the political look of it, you know, so to speak, right? I mean, you put a big sign on your door, vaccinated only. I mean, it kind of sends out this message. You do the exact opposite. It sends out another message. Maybe there's a lot of businesses who just say, listen, I don't want to have to put any sign anywhere. I just want to, you know, not bring any attention to that at all. Is that a discussion that's going on?
I think the discussion was more centered around what can I legally do versus what can't I do? And then it was the next discussion was about worker safety and customer safety. And it goes back to something I said earlier, which is the business community, they want to stay open. So if you look at a large company like Wegmans, right now they're asking people to put their mask on when they come into the stores, but they're not necessarily enforcing anybody to be wearing their mask if they're going into the store. So it's just, again, I think it all centers back to communication, and especially with smaller companies where you have more of a tight-knit work group, in terms of, you know, less than 20 people, everybody knows each other in the office, everybody knows each other's families and what's going on in each other's lives, that communication needs to take place, and those discussions need to take place just so that everybody can feel a level of comfort. And you're right, there'll be people that will take a stance and say, that's not what I want to do. But I think as long as everybody's working forward in a positive way, we can get through this and we can get back to operating as usual.
You kind of mentioned this a few minutes ago when you started, but it does seem like there were a lot of companies locally that were getting ready to bring workers back around Labor Day or just after. Are a lot of them rethinking that right now?
The larger ones are no doubt they are rethinking it. Some had their plans, okay, we're going to come back after Labor Day, and they have since said until further notice. I don't think anybody is anticipating then, just given the information and the data that we've had over the last two winters, essentially, that you'd be bringing them back in January if the trend lines go the way that they did the last two winters. So it would be tough to say we'll see everybody after the new year. So I think everybody is waiting to see, okay, what's going to take place with the potential of the booster shot. How many more people will be vaccinated, given that the variant is starting to take off? So those who maybe aren't vaccinated are now going to be more inclined to be vaccinated. And so it's all going to rely on the data and worker safety.
AJ, thanks so much for the time this morning. Appreciate it. That's AJ Baines. He's president of the Amherst Chamber of Commerce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.